Andrew Jenner, one of the co-founders of the Citizen, had found out the name of one of the people through an acquaintance and contacted him. He's a man who lives, he's in his 30s and lives in Keeseltown, just outside of Harrisonburg. He was the Rockingham County resident who's identified as one of the first three. And he's home from the hospital. He just got home over the weekend. And what he told Andrew was kind of his process of how he figured out that he had COVID-19. And it was pretty instructive in terms of both how he thinks he got it, as well as the struggles that he went through to actually be officially diagnosed. And he thinks that he may have gotten it through his children. They had a little bit of a stomach bug, but didn't show the main symptoms that we've come to associate with COVID-19, the coughing, the very high fever. And he was on his way up to Baltimore and started feeling sick. His general practitioner initially tested for the flu, and when that came back negative, didn't necessarily go to COVID-19 next. So it took a little while to get that diagnosis. And Andrew, when he reached out, we took the rare step for the Citizen of allowing him to be anonymous to protect, you know, his identity is one of the first three, you know, people in the community to be diagnosed with this. And so that was kind of a rare step for us, but we felt it was important to protect his privacy at this time.
Right. And of course, many WMRA listeners will recognize Andrew Jenner's name. He's been an occasional contributor to WMRA. Ryan, what else has the Citizen been diving into lately, especially regarding the virus outbreak?
Well, that seems to be, you know, what is remaking life in every area. So we're trying to cover all the different angles as much as we can. The devastating effects on local businesses and how people can still continue to help support them, the ones that are staying open by buying gift cards or takeout from local restaurants. But we're also trying to figure out how people are coping. And there was a story that one of our contributors, Nazar Sharif, did for us on Friday about a Facebook group that has started and is connecting people all across the world, allowing them to dance together through Facebook. And so this Dance Resilience Facebook group has started right here in Harrisonburg and has spread to multiple countries. And that's how a lot of people are coping and having personal connections and a little bit of exercise and artistic expression at this time. We're going to be having interesting stories coming up this week about how teachers are shifting to online, how healthcare workers are balancing their demands in their jobs with the safety and handling of their families. So we're trying to cover as many different aspects of how this pandemic is reshaping life in Harrisonburg.
One thing I'm curious about in journalism, as you know, as a practitioner and a teacher of journalism, is a people-oriented profession. So how are your staff dealing with the precautions that we're all supposed to be taking, you know, to avoid other people and still cover the news?
Bob, that's a great question. And I know your journalists are dealing with it as well. We're trying to be smart and do as much reporting as we can remotely through telephone, the computer, FaceTime, Skype. But we're also going out in the community to get photos outside. So Holly Marcus, a very talented photographer for us, sent a number of photographs about how the appearance of Harrisonburg has changed because of this, whether it's tents outside of RMH Hospital or it's signs on businesses explaining how they're changing their business approaches, and so we're going outside, but we're not doing the in-person interviews the way we normally would.
Ryan Alessi is an assistant professor in the School of Media Arts and Design at James Madison University and a co-founder of The Citizen. Ryan, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I hope we get to talk with you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bob.